is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number as we launch here into the third hour of the program. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. So enjoy it as we continue taking your phone calls about anything. And coming up here, if we had a chance, Florida prisons had a shock your kids at work day. We'll find out what that means here in moments. But first, James is on the line in Louisiana. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, hello.
Hey, James, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to talk about my recent arrest this past Monday.
What happened?
Well, I was going to go to the movie theater, and there was a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped me because I didn't have an inspection sticker.
All right.
And then, let's see. Well, I had been in a lot of stress, and when they started asking me for my driver's license and registration, I just kind of, you know, just said no, sir, and I kept saying no, sir. Every time he asked for it, the cop asked for it. And then, it kind of escalated from there, and then...
They certainly don't like being told no.
Right. And then they pulled me out of my car, and then they just kept yelling and just started calling me names, and
mm-hmm.
then I got handcuffed, and I got sent... to the pokey.
So what were you arrested for? Disorderly conduct?
Let's see. It was three charges.
Three charges. Okay.
Three charges. One was no inspection sticker. The other one was when my brake lights was out. And the mm-hmm. other one was, resisting an officer.
Resisting an officer. Was that during the arrest that they were claiming you were resisting, or was it before that?
I'm not sure which one it was, but I don't think I ever resisted. I just said no, sir. And when they when they put the handcuffs on me, I couldn't resist, really. So I don't know how...
Didn't try to stop them from placing the handcuffs on you. You didn't actively resist. You know, it seems like they'll charge people with resisting arrest for anything that doesn't go along with the program. Right. As long as you are not doing exactly as they say,
as long as you don't spit polish their shoes, then you've been resisting them.
It's outrageous. Our friend Jason Talley was charged with resisting arrest just the other day on the side of the road down in rural Mississippi because he dared not give the cops his driver's license.
Well, he wasn't driving anything.
Right. So what is your plan here? I mean, you've been charged with all these crimes. What are you going to do about it?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know about how much I can do about it. They have, upwards of $700 worth of charges, and my court date is August 11th. And, I mean, I don't know what else I can do. I don't think I can afford an attorney, and I just the only thing I can do is tell the truth and tell them that, I'll plead not guilty to all three charges.
Good for you. I think more people should do that, and I wish you good luck, and I thank you for the call. If more people were to start saying no to the cops would not be so used to everybody just going along and obeying.
Right, it wouldn't be considered resistance just to say, no, thank you. Isn't that what a free person gets to say is, no, thank you?
If you were free, that'd be a true statement. But you're not. But yes, I agree with you. More people should say no. More people should practice refusing to obey. Not just the police, but any old government bureaucrat that's making demands of your freedom and your life or your business or whatever it is that they're making demands of you about. Just try saying no sometime and see what happens. Now, there is a good chance they could take you into a prison cell. There's a good chance the pepper spray is going to come out or the taser is going to come out. But if enough people start to do that and do what he's doing and take it to trial, instead of just playing out, actually go all the way and take it to a trial, then it will clog up their court system. If just 5% of the people that started going to that were arrested on some nonsense charge like, you know, possession of marijuana would take it to trial, they wouldn't be able to have all of the trials quickly enough to have any sort of semblance of a speedy trial, right. And it would cost them so much money they would go run out of cash.
You know, I'm for law enforcement officers in the judicial system doing taking people that are dangerous, that harm other people, that steal things from other people, and you know, putting them in the criminal justice system.
Like politicians.
However, it's unfortunate that what it's turned into is a money-making machine where they just ring the cash register. And, you know, you just see so often, like, for instance, somebody got caught in my town recently for burglary. It was this week. Mm-hmm. Apparently there had been several burglaries in the town and several surrounding towns. Some construction workers noticed this guy, called the law, and, they caught him. So the construction workers caught him. All right. There isn't a police officer in my town. The construction construction workers caught him. And they, in all these other towns, when these burglaries were going on, I wonder how many tickets were given out
during the time the burglaries were happening. Instead of them being investigating the burglar,
catching burglars, being, you know, driving around, keeping an eye out on things. You know, what they're keeping an eye out for is
revenue.
Well, burglars don't make money for the law enforcement. Tickets do.
Right. The cop that ticketed Julia when she parked our car out on the street here in Keene, New Hampshire, gave her a $15 parking ticket, which is now blown up into a $75 ticket because we're not paying it. But the cop that did that, it was 1:30 in the morning at the time when he gave that ticket. Surely there's some shenanigans going on somewhere here in town. He should have been on the lookout for that, don't you think? Shouldn't he have been looking for kids causing trouble or fights or something like that, or, you know, patrolling around, keeping things safe? But no, he was busy writing out a ticket, taking the time to leave his cruiser, go place it on the
car. I'd like to point out that the infraction that they gave the ticket to you for would have not been illegal 2 weeks later. There was no snow on the ground. That's the only reason they want to give these tickets out.
And total revenue.
Yeah, it's a date issue.
So we continue with your calls about what you want. Jesse is in Oregon, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I've got a story about how I was every step of the way mishandled by the police.
Okay, what happened?
Well, in a nutshell, I am a Class A felon, which is not expungible, over 2 pills of ecstasy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was at a rave party, and I'm hanging out, and by the way, I'm fully guilty. This stuff is all over with. But this one thing I wanted to mention ahead of time was this happened in the year 2000. So, I mean, this type of thing is not new by any means,
mm-hmm.
You know, so 9 years ago.
By the way, you're guilty of not harming anybody, by the way. You didn't do any, you didn't really commit any sort of crime.
I've been learning to come to terms with that.
You're a victim of the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Right, so when you say you're guilty, you just mean, like, in their system, you've been found guilty.
In their system, I'm guilty. Yeah. Okay, so I was, some police officers approached me. It was an outdoor party. There's lots of those in Oregon.
Okay.
And a police officer, a group of them actually, about three, they asked to search me, and even for being 18, I was pretty good. I told them I didn't feel that there was a need for them to do it, and that I was just sitting here. And then they brought somebody up who I was hanging out with earlier that night, and he was wearing like a poncho, and he had dreadlocks, which turned out to be fake. He was an undercover cop.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so at that point, I just was like, well, you know what? I don't consent to anything. And
had the dreadlocked cop, hold on, point of information. Had the dreadlocked cop sold or purchased anything from or to you?
No, but he claimed to have witnessed a sale.
I want to come back and have you tell the rest of your story here in moments, if you don't mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those darn kids are going and dancing and stuff. We need to put a stop to that. That's what raves are. Kids going, young people getting together and listening to music, dancing, kind of like the flappers back in the 1920s, except the music's different. The dancing style is different.
The Nazis killed the swingers, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Most raves don't end in death, but they do end in destruction of the young people's lives that are victimized by the police. We'll find out the rest of his story in moments. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away. They include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And by the way, we are in the process of testing a brand new webcam provider. We started testing a new provider last night, Ustream, and we are still doing so tonight. I think it's been pretty successful so far. If you want to take a look at the webcam, you can go straight to it at cam.freetalklive.com. We're integrating a chat room actually onto the cam page right now, so we're kind of tweaking that, making sure everything fits in correctly, and just kind of getting the bugs all worked out. But it is working. So go and take a look at cam.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. They're the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So Jesse is on the line with us still from Oregon. You'd begun telling us a story about what happened when you were 18 years old. And how old are you now, Jesse?
I'm 26.
So it's been a few years at this point, but almost a decade ago, you were at a rave, outdoor rave, and the police came up to you and asked you if they could search. Now, normally when the police ask if they can search, it's because they have no reason to do so. They have no probable cause, as it's called, and so they're essentially on a fishing expedition just to see who will be a pushover and who doesn't know their rights, and of course, that's most people. So who at the rave doesn't know their rights? Let's just go ask around and see who will let us search them. So that's what they were trying to do with you. They showed you an undercover cop, or someone they claimed to be an undercover cop. So the cop claimed that he saw you either sell or buy ecstasy. Is that correct so far?
Sell, yes.
So they believe that you were selling ecstasy. Now, were you in point of fact actually selling ecstasy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not into that anymore.
But I wouldn't have a problem with you if you were.
Yeah.
So they claimed to see you sell ecstasy, but you hadn't actually sold ecstasy to this particular cop. So
no, I always went somewhere discreet.
Yeah, I mean that's not evidence of anything at all. So what happened next?
They just searched me anyways. I said
lovely.
I didn't consent. They wanted me to sign something saying that I would even consent.
Wow.
I said, no, thank you. I said, I'm not answering questions. I asked if I was free to go. They wouldn't give me an answer to that. Huh. They would just ask me a question.
What do you think would have happened if you just said, good day, gentlemen, and walked away?
Oh, I'd probably be facing the dirt.
Yeah.
I'm more than positive of that.
Then you would have found out for sure whether or not you were free to go. But So they searched you anyway, and they found a couple pills.
Yep. A little fact here is I had two pills, a little bit of marijuana, and a smoking device, and I had two bundles of money. One was $75, that was just my play around cash, and then I had $1,500. The police report only said that there was $500.
Typical.
Yes.
Somebody got a bonus that night?
Yep. How many cops were there?
There was four total.
Four? It's not a big bonus, but they got a little something. Yep.
Zero mention of the marijuana at all.
Interesting. So the marijuana disappears and the majority of the cash disappears.
Yes. And another fishy thing is in the police report, it says the person that they observed me selling it to took it on the spot and instantly began gyrating and laughing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they were just really happy that they'd found some ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
Because certainly the pills would not have kicked in that quickly. You're looking at probably at least an hour-long wait until something actually ends up happening.
Oh, yeah.
So they took you away at that point. What else do you want to share about the story?
Well, on the way to jail, they tried to get me to sell out anybody else I could.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And
who's your dealer, kid?
Yeah. And so they took me to jail, released me on my own OR. And then
really?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to bail out?
Nope. In Oregon, they almost never do bail in Oregon, except for, like, violent or nasty stuff, you know.
Well, that's kind of nice, I guess.
Yeah. So, anyways, when I got my court-appointed attorney, she flat out told me she would not cross-examine the police officer about the procedure because I didn't consent to anything and things like that, and pretty much informed me she'd be filing the deal with the DA.
Okay, you're fired, lady. They're not interested in having you represent me.
And what do you do? You know, you're sitting there, and they've taken all your money, so you don't have that much money in the bank. You're like, I don't have an attorney to represent me. I can't go and get some other attorneys pay, I don't know how much, $10,000? I don't know. Ooh. I can't afford to get rid of that.
Question, can you fire the state's attorney? If you ask
it's
for this...
your public defender, yes.
You can fire the public defender? Okay, because I wasn't sure if you asked for one.
It seems like the public defender does all the speaking for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to ask your public defender to fire themselves.
Yeah, so if you never ask for one in the first place, then it's not going to be a problem because then you're defending
yourself.
You
can make a fuss. You can take it to court, and you can say something like, hey, I don't allow this person to represent me. I don't know who she is, and I want her behind that bar.
So she threw you under the bus, basically, and cut a deal without your permission?
Yeah, I had to take the selling over the possession because they charged me with both.
Mm-hmm.
I told her to ask for them to amend it to just the possession, being that I had no record.
And this is what happens when ignorant people, and this is what the case is, you don't have the money and you're ignorant of what's going on, and they just run you through the system.
And they had no evidence that you were selling anything whatsoever beyond their accusations. So you ended up with two felony convictions for ecstasy, and then did you have to go to jail, or what happened?
No, I got probation, which is not a good experience.
No, certainly not. How often did the cops...
It's jail, kid.
How often did the cops... I don't know, Mark. How often... It depends on how much jail. I mean, if you got a whole lot of probation versus like a month or two in jail, it might be best to just take the time in jail, depending on what kind of job you have.
I wish I would have asked for jail time.
Say again?
I wish I would have asked for jail time.
Why? What happened during the probation?
I spent 4 years on probation.
That's a long damn time.
I did week, couple days, couple weeks. Often, once a month, over probation violations.
So they VOP'd you several times over those 4 years?
So they finally were... I just absconded. I hid. I moved to another city, and I was on the run for a year or two.
Did they ever catch you? I mean, you're still in Oregon.
Yeah, they caught me. I have no ties to that now. I took care of that.
Now, your statement here, I find very interesting when people who are on probation prefer to, let's say they would prefer prison. Having done 8 years in prison myself, actually, 8 years, 6 months, 21 days, and 14 hours, I've got to say that you're out of your rabbit mind if you say that you would prefer prison over probation.
Julia told me to take probation over, and it wouldn't have been prison for me, it would have been jail for 90 days, but she told me she would have rather had me in jail than having the cops toss her house or whatever.
So how much jail time would you have taken for the 4 years probation that you...
That was never even offered as an option. They wanted me on probation.
Of course they do. Yeah,
so they can screw you.
People on probation make them money.
You know what? It's an amazing story, and I'm glad you shared it with us tonight. I thank you for the call, and I hope you can get out of Oregon someday. Come out here to New Hampshire where all the fun is happening. Yes, sir. That'll be awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. Since he brought it up, I do have an ecstasy story that's sitting here in my show prep. Argentina. Argentine has...
Argentine. Okay.
Did they change their name?
No. I thought you were saying what type of...
Yeah. We're coming up.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away, including the bulletin board system. Over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We will come back to the ecstasy story because calls are still on the line. We will go to them, and we'll start with Keith listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing? I try to catch you every Saturday.
Welcome, Keith. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say, I mean, we're so busy trying to, you know, focus on getting to other planets and trying to go to the moon and trying to go to Mars, when we really don't even know how to get around on Earth yet. You know, I can't go outside and crank up my car without using fossil fuel. You know, my house still runs on regular electricity. You know, what happened to, you know, hydrogen and antimatter? They haven't even really learned how to use solar power yet.
You know, one of the reasons why, it's an interesting point that you're bringing up here, one of the reasons why the power system in America is in such bad shape. Why we have rolling blackouts in California, or I think it was New York City that they had a blackout a couple of years ago, where
it was huge. It was like a tri-state area.
Yeah, huge. Just grids and grids just going down, and people being out of power. And of course, up here in New Hampshire this past December, there was a tremendous ice storm which knocked out power, and people died as a result of that. Of course, if you lose power down in Florida, old people start to perish because they don't have air conditioning. So having power is a pretty important thing in the world that, in which we live, and it's really sad that it's not reliable. And the reason it's not reliable is because it's essentially a virtual monopoly that the power companies have, because the government has basically given their buddies in industry a sweetheart deal and said, okay, whatever the power company is in your area, that's it. You get to either choose from them, or you can spend thousands upon thousands of dollars and put up a windmill or solar panels on your house, as an alternative. But there is nobody else from which you can actually purchase power from. There's no one else that's alternate from the power company in your area. There are, from what I understand, only a very small amount of areas in this country where there are two potential service providers for power. But I think 90%+ of America is only one provider, and that's because they're locked into a deal, a franchise agreement, by the local governments in your areas. In addition, the federal government has put a ban on building any brand new nuclear power facility. So even though nuclear power is clean and it's safe and it's been developed over the years and it's nothing like it was when the Russian government was running it in Chernobyl times, that's what the nuclear advocates will have you believe. But because those have been banned, we haven't seen any real development in the area of the power grid in this country. Essentially, we're living in 1970. We're living in the 70s as far as the power grid is concerned. That's why power is so bad.
They're busy telling people, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You ride by and you see a couple of little, half little projects that they might have been or might have not been working on. But, you don't see anything new come out. It's all basically the same thing, and they're powered the same way, and they all work the same way. I just think, they're wasting a whole bunch of people's time and money,
Well, they have to waste it because they can't do anything but waste it. They stole it in the first place, and when you're dealing with stolen money, you just don't have the same incentive that you do when it's your own bank account that's on the line. Good call tonight, Keith. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. So all governments operate
that way. If you
want
to see innovation in the area of energy in this country, allow there to be competition.
Yeah.
If there's competition, you'll see innovation. I understand that, there's certainly been some glaring instances where research at schools, MIT, places like that have brought us better instances of technology, technological innovation.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you look at the marketplace and competition, it blows research away. Now, research is a part of the marketplace, but when it's employed by government, there's been some successes in that arena. If you call dumping millions and millions of taxpaying dollars after these few successes,
it's research for research's sake, basically, is what's happening right now, as opposed to
research for the funding's sake.
Okay, yeah, but as opposed to research for the sake of advancement of a company's bottom line, which, they either make that happen or they go out of business. They either come up with new advancements and they come up with new innovations, or they get their competition, if there is some, will run circles around them and start stealing all their customers. Not stealing because they don't own their customers, but essentially luring away all of their customers. But because there is no competitor in most marketplaces in the power, as far as the power grid is concerned, those power companies have no incentive whatsoever to change anything at all. In fact, they don't even really have an incentive to show up and do any repairs. If a line goes down, it's just, hey, if you got a generator, you're okay. But otherwise, you're in the dark until they decide to bring it back online.
They try very hard to get you back online because they could lose their sweetheart deal. However, aren't motivated in the same fashion as a company that has real competition.
Right. Imagine if you could go somewhere
else. Phone company's service goes down, it's up lickety split, because they know that there's a fierce competition in the marketplace. Whereas if your power company or your cable company,
we'll get it when we get to it. You know,
well, cable has more competition than power because of this dish network and stuff like that.
Another problem with the power grid that we have today is that it's centralized. That, yeah, they have different power plants, but the companies are serving huge areas of a population in general with one of their generating facilities. Whereas if we had a more decentralized marketplace, if we had a more of a free market in power, who knows what kind of innovations people could come up with. I mean, we already know that right now, I think Honda and some other Japanese companies have come up with nuclear power facilities that are, you know, the size of something that you could fit in your backyard. You could certainly take a lot in a general area, a relatively small lot, and build a power facility that could serve the immediate surrounding neighborhoods. And then if something goes down in that particular case, it could be much easier serviced by the company that's involved there, because it wouldn't be as devastating of a breakdown. If one line goes down, only a few homes would be affected, as opposed to an entire grid or something like
right.
that.
Right. It's a good example of, you know, some competition that could be entered into the marketplace, but you won't see it because of this democracy that we live in. I know it's a democratic republic. No, it's not. It's closer to a democracy than it is to a republic, at least the definition that I've seen. Now, you know, the Constitution maybe, you know, was supposed to be a republic, but whatever. We've thrown that document away.
So let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Jay is on the line in California. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, Ian and Mark?
Jay, what's on your mind?
There was a caller a couple of days ago. He was talking about how great Linux is. Well, I'm using Windows 7 and Ubuntu, and he was trying to argue that the easy learning curve is just as easy as Windows. It's not. Because with Windows, I've noticed that things generally work, and when they don't work the way you want it to work, you can just go to menu. With Linux, things usually don't work the way you want it to. And to fix it, you have to go to the settings file, and you have to edit the text.
Yep.
And since you probably don't know what the setting is, you have to look it up. You have to look up the command on the forums.
Yeah, you got to go hunt around online. Yeah. That has always been my experience with Linux. And every time I bring it up, the Linux users always say, oh, no, it's better now. It's better now. You should try it now.
No, it's still the same because I had the latest version of Linux.
And as much as I
love Linux because I like to tweak around with the settings and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's still not ready for like everyday users who just want to use their computers.
Not ready for prime time. Thanks for the review tonight, Jay. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We got in a deep, deep conversation this week about Linux and Windows. Of course, the Linux people are just vehement. Rabid for Linux. I actually did end up getting an email from a Windows fan. So they are out there, and I don't have any dog in the race. You know, I've just been using Windows. It's what's most convenient for me, and if what Jay says is true, that there's still all kinds of technical gaffes with Linux that you have to solve, which is a process. It's a painstakingly annoying process, and your average user just can't handle it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Now, if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Steve, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the Windows Linux thing. I know I'm a big supporter of Linux, and I've only used it for 2 years. And I was using Windows when they had a runtime version called Windows 286. And I grew up from DOS, went into Windows, well, DOS shell, Windows shell, and then just moved all the way up to XP. Then I got to this, and I was like, I don't want to go through it again, because going from 98 SE into, well, Millennium was a farce anyway, but into XP it was a lot of work, even for me, to figure it out and understand it. And, you know, Vista's going to take it over Windows 7, and Mark's like, you know, I'm going to use Windows XP until it is just dead in the water.
That's what you said yesterday, Mark, was you're going to run it into
that's kind of how I feel about it. Now, I didn't feel like there was – I used Windows 98 SE, and, you know, I've used a couple of versions, and I didn't feel like there's a huge difference in them because I don't mess with Windows. I set it the way I set it, and then I'm done. I rarely go in and mess with anything, or, you know, so these operating systems may be very beefy, but I think I'm like the most people, is I don't want anything from my operating system. I want my programs to work.
Correct. And, you know, they do have programs for Linux. One of them is Wine. which you can actually, it's an emulator, Windows emulator, that you can emulate.
Now, somebody told me, Steve, that these emulators that allow Linux users to run Windows programs run really slow. Is that true or not?
Well, Windows itself runs slow, so I'd have to agree with that somewhat.
Yeah, see, that's just it. Now you're talking about running Windows in a, essentially in a window in Linux, and so it's going to be an even more intolerable process than running Windows on its own would normally be. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Always good hearing from you. I don't know how much we can expand on this particular topic without turning into Ken Commando. Thank you for the call, which she's got a good show, by the way.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, so we continue. I mentioned I had an ecstasy-related story since we had a young man call in tonight to tell us his story about how he was arrested when he was 18 at a rave in Oregon. Looks like there's a little bit of good news coming out of Latin America. According to StopTheDrugWar.org, the Drug War Chronicle, continuing their slow crawl toward the effective decriminalization of drug possession, the Argentine courts have again thrown out a drug case, ruling it should not be prosecuted because the drugs were for personal use. The case is only the latest in a line of cases dating back to 2006, where Argentine courts have declared the country's drug laws invalid when it comes to possessing small amounts of drugs.
Wow.
In the present case, a young Argentine was arrested at a rave in Buenos Aires as he purchased 15 ecstasy tablets for himself and 7 comrades. The trial judge ordered that the case move forward because he found the young man had bought the drugs either to sell them or use himself. But the Federal Court of Appeals for Buenos Aires overruled the trial judge, saying that it was not possible to discard the possibility that the narcotics were for personal use. Can you imagine a
Just
U.S.
the
court?
Possibility that
right.
they might be for personal use?
Can
wow.
you imagine a
no.
U.S. court saying something like that?
No.
It's just so sensible and so reasonable. It's hard to even envision something like that happening.
Look,
here.
It's the idea that what's unreasonable is making legal possession, but still making it illegal to sell. What
well,
kind of sense
that.
Does that make?
No, I'm with
it's
you,
like
man.
Saying you can have corn at your house, but you can't sell ears of corn to your neighbors.
Right.
What? That's ridiculous.
It is ludicrous. I agree with you. It is ridiculous. But if all we can get out of these government people right now is to just to have them leave the users alone, it's still a huge step in the right direction. So I agree with you. It's not principled. It's kind of senseless and silly. But at the same time, 1.5 million Americans were arrested last year for drug, mostly possession, so-called crimes. And if by decriminalizing we could only be arresting 100,000 Americans for selling drugs, I mean, I'd be with you. I think that'd be a tragedy for every one of those 100,000 people. But if it saved 1.4 million people from being arrested, I would say that that would still be a positive thing. Wouldn't you?
I suppose, yes, it would. It just doesn't make any sense.
The appeals court, well, it's government. Of course it doesn't make sense. The appeals court held that the portion of the country's drug law regarding drug possession must be declared unconstitutional. Similarly, in late March, Buenos Aires judges threw out the case of two people arrested for growing pot plants. Here in America, you grow one pot plant, that's a felony charge in most places.
Yeah, it depends on the state.
In that case, too, the judges found that the portion of the law punishing people with jail time for growing plants for personal use was unconstitutional. According to the judges, the quantity and circumstances that surrounded this case allowed them to affirm that the cultivation or sowing of marijuana was for personal consumption. While the lower courts aren't shy about declaring portions of the drug law unconstitutional, it's the Argentine Supreme Court that's the ultimate arbiter, but the decisions from the lower courts are beginning to pile up. So, good news there. And, of course, that ties in also with what's been happening over in Portugal. Portugal has, for the past few years, had basically personal drug decriminalization going on. It's the same asinine thing where it's legal to possess it for personal use, but to sell it is illegal. But nonetheless, the results of that decriminalization have been all in all positive, that people are just safer as a result of that.
Well, you know, it's safer in so many ways. People worry about these drugs in such a silly kind of hand-wringing fashion. The fact is, heroin was legal in this country for, it was legal in this country longer than it was illegal. It was sold over the counter. A 7-year-old could go and get it at the drugstore. Sure. People were addicted to laudanum and things like that. However, yep. People are addicted to cigarettes today.
Well, doesn't Law Enforcement Against Prohibition cite some numbers? Leap.cc is their website, by the way. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, great group of mostly former cops that have now come out against prohibition. Isn't their number 1%? Something like 1 or 1.5% of people are addicted to drugs today, mm-hmm. and that's the same percentage as was addicted before the war on drugs. So the war on drugs has done nothing at all to reduce addiction. And
right. It's done a great deal to grow the government and to add more government employees. And this is what so many law and order types just won't refuse to look at. They'll say, I'm conservative. I'm for small government. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you think if you're for the war on drugs, you are for big, intrusive government mm-hmm. that rips the Constitution to pieces.
Screw that Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. Forget that whole Republican thing. Just go join the Democrats at the very least, because, you know, they claim to. They claim to be soft, to be nice to the families and the drug addicts, but they're
nonsense.
Yeah, it's just both parties lie on this issue. All it is just money shoved into the coffers of government and people subjugated to the government's whim.
Sure, and people getting victimized all over the place, having lives ruined. The whole idea that your life should be ruined because you took a hit of ecstasy at a rave is just absolutely ludicrous. You know, if anything, these cops that are out there enforcing these drug laws, if they would try a little MDMA, they would be shocked at what they've been doing to people over all of these
years. I told you I was in prison, and I'm sure longtime listeners know this. One of the officers came in one day after a night of out raving, and he's like, wow, it's just amazing. It was my first time taking any. Like, he was all...
He told you guys he took ecstasy?
Absolutely. You know how people can be, and the day after, they're just open and love people. He's probably coming down, and, he's just love, just being nice to the convicts. And it's like, oh, wow. It was funny.
Well, wow. I mean, he didn't quit his job after that?
No. I mean, he was moving on up. He was going to be a sergeant very shortly. I think he was a sergeant before.
Did he continue being nice to people later on, or did he get turned into a jerk later?
He was never a jerk.
Okay, that's good. And look, I'm not recommending that kids go out and take ecstasy, okay?
It's like saying I'm not recommending kids go out and drink beer. But the fact is,
they will.
The fact is, your kid is going to drink beer. Now, I don't know if your kid's going to take ecstasy or not. I hope that he doesn't end up with some of this bad black market ecstasy that's out there, and it's certainly out there. Mm-hmm. But you could do something about that by lobbying the politicians in your local vicinity
for
decriminalization. Then you wouldn't see all this bad stuff on the market.
You have real MDMA available in a marketplace instead of the club pills, instead of the beans that you never know what you're going to get. If you're actually taking real pure MDMA, you're going to have a safer time than drinking any significant amount of alcohol. If you drink a significant amount of alcohol, you're going to die. If you take a hit of straight MDMA and you aren't dancing around like a madman in a hot club with no water around, you're going to be fine. But do your research. If you're going to do something like that, go to arrowid.org, arrowid.org. We understand that young people are going to do these things, so it's best to get them honest information that they can use in order to keep themselves as safe as possible. It's called harm reduction. Arrowid.org is a great resource for anybody considering doing psychedelics or empathogens, etc. We'll see you Monday. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime. Have a great weekend.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be, but for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.